Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Lance is here. He's kind of here. He's not here. I don't know. So here's the deal is all you got to do is give us a call and you can get in and hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. What did you do this weekend?
What did I do? Still waiting for my car to come back.
Where's your car?
Oh, it's
is that why Lance beat you in this morning?
I'm actually not driving my normal car. Yeah, it's at a body shop. Just against.
Was it just? It's a Fred Flintstone car. It took you a long time. How?
No, what I don't
the
use
hell?
My feet.
How? Well, how? Why? Why would it take you longer to get here today? Because you got a. Was it slower? Is it a slower car?
No, I just left the house later than normal. That's all. Had nothing to do with the car itself. But I'm still. I had to turn my car in for a little body work, and I'm waiting for it to come back.
Oh, that's right. That was pretty expensive, wasn't it?
Well, the insurance. Well, I'm just paying the deductible, but it's a pain in the ass just to wait for it and stuff. It's a pain in the butt. Other than that, I don't know. Watched a lot of soccer because that's the only live sports on besides the TBT. We know the Astros couldn't work out yesterday because someone in the organization might have come in contact with someone who had COVID. So the pitchers couldn't even pitch because they were in the same visitor's clubhouse as the potentially infected person because we're being very cautious about everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that stuff will happen. So did anything happen this weekend that caught your eye? Anything?
I'm way interested in the bubble life of players. I like because they do compilations on YouTube now of all the players. But other than that, what was there? I mean, didn't your Morikawa?
Yeah.
At 23, win a tournament or something?
Another. I mean, dude's real. He and Justin Rose went to a playoff. He came from behind, tied him, went to extra holes. Rose knocks down a 50-some footer in the first extra hole, and Morikawa's got to hit about a 15, 18 footer. He knocks that down. So, and then in the third playoff hole, he two putts and wins, and just a great comeback. He's a really, really good player. Now, Tiger's back this week. Are you going to watch? Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not actually.
You kind of are.
I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm telling you right now, I'm not watching any of Tiger. Something that came down this morning, the Redskins officially had their they had the press release telling everyone that name is no longer something they're going to use, except that they used Redskins 7 times in the press release. It's like, we are no longer the Washington Redskins. We understand how Redskins is a bad name, but we're going to keep saying Redskins because we like saying Redskins. So, I think they kind of missed the point.
Washington Shaman?
Shaman? That? No. No, that's Native American imagery.
I don't think
Washington it's Medicine Man.
I really don't
what
think.
What if they keep trying, like, Dan, you can't keep doing this. Oh, I see where you're
you
going
think
with
that's
that, Mr.
Happen?
Snyder.
No.
Washington Wahoos. Like, I just don't love what you're doing here. I see you're committed to the Native American theme, but I feel like we got to go somewhere else.
No, Chief Wahoo, I don't think they're going to use that. I'm pretty sure. No, there won't be any reference, any Native American reference.
Oh, that's getting washed out.
Okay, even if they're the Warriors, which they're going to be, right?
That's one of the proposed names.
They're not going to. Are they going to be like?
Will they be? Like, yep. You can make a generic-looking warrior.
Can't they be like Braveheart Warrior?
Possibly. And you know, what do the Warriors use? They don't.
William Wallace. They'll use William Wallace.
Yeah, but the Golden State Warriors don't have Native American imagery.
No, I don't think. The Warriors have been around long before Native Americans.
Yeah, I don't see why.
I've heard
that's
there's an Irish group or an Irish American group that all of a sudden the Notre Dame, like, hey, what about the Notre Dame logo?
The leprechaun.
With the little yeah. leprechaun, and he's
Please
got the red
beard. Please don't do that, Irish.
Do it. Do whatever. Please. I hope they take it away, because screw Notre Dame.
Wow.
Oh, did I say Rose? I meant Justin Thomas. Did I say Justin Rose? I said say Justin Rose. Sorry.
That's right.
Justin Thomas.
Irish community. That Notre Dame leprechaun's racist and derogatory. Remove it.
No. Yes. No, it's not.
Do it.
Just
get
don't
rid
be
of
like
it.
That. See, get that's why I like Italians.
What?
Yeah.
There's no
Then that's why I was disappointed in the Italian American Club here trying to stifle me.
Well, what did you say again?
I don't know. I called us Dagos or Wops or whatever.
Yeah, I wonder why they wouldn't want that out there.
Well, no, but I can say that.
Apparently they don't like you saying it.
Well, yeah. But guess what?
Are there any...
That's why I like us, because we don't care.
Well, apparently they do care. Are there any sports teams named after Italians that aren't based in Italy?
No. The matzo ball... No.
That's not Italian. No, matzo balls
are Italian. Matzo balls
are Jewish. Yeah.
No, there's nothing. The mostaccioles? No. There's nothing.
What is a mostaccioli?
The gabagols? No. How about that? Would that be good? Getting a good name?
The Washington mozzarella?
The Washington gabagol. Yeah.
The gabagol. Washington doesn't have that same vibe. Washington. I don't really care anymore. Just pick something so y'all can get back to winning 5 games. Just pick something and win your 5 games. Let's go. Hurry up. I've got to do a 2021 mock draft. Got to figure out who you're drafting.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I think Hopkins may be short. Not Hopkins, but Dwayne Haskins may be short term. I just wasn't in love with what I saw. But he hadn't played a lot of football. He just hasn't played a lot of football. It takes time. It's just what sucks is these college quarterbacks now. Who are coming out so quickly when they have 1 year, 2 years, it's just really, really hard to learn on the run in the NFL. It's just difficult. Now he doesn't get a true hands-on camp, Haskins. Well, he'll have camps. I mean, they're doing some stuff, but I don't know. A guy like Haskins who clearly needs experience.
Who's gonna be the worst quarterback in the league this year?
I mean, if I'm putting together a list, I'll put Haskins on there.
Taylor.
Minshew.
Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, probably. Because I don't think...
Stidham.
I mean, yep, Stidham. All the new ones, feels like. Nobody else in the
NFC. Burrow's got a shot.
AFC West. I think Derek Carr will be where he always is. See, NFC North, Burrow.
Oh, Trubisky if he gets in.
Ooh. Yeah, but I don't think he's going to.
He might.
Foles.
They might go, we got to see because we got to see.
Danny Dimes. See, Daniel Jones.
Oh, there's
I think
a shot
Teddy
there.
Bridgewater could be.
Really?
Yeah. All right, Bridgewater's numbers weren't great. With the Saints at all.
No, but they won.
When he was there.
No, they just won.
Well, we have to. Okay, so we have to. I think we have to say what do you mean by the worst quarterbacks? Are we defining it or just kind of eyeball test?
You know who the worst quarterback is in the league.
Yeah, I don't know who it is right now. It's a little tougher because it's not as obvious as it once was. Eagles. Giants, Washington, you got the Tampa.
I think Haskins got a shot. I think Stidham is probably the favorite.
The favorites to me would be Haskins, Stidham.
And is Tags playing?
Who?
Tagovailoa.
What's up,
I call him Tags.
What the hell is that name? Tags. Tags.
Isn't that what we call Brian Taggart? Or what's his name? McTaggart. McTaggart? Tags?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's possible. No one knows. What about Justin Herbert?
Yeah, if he gets in.
Well, with Tyrod Taylor / Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's do that. You get both of them.
You get Foles and Trubisky, too.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. Foles, Trubisky. And then I want to say also...
Stidham, Newton?
You know...
What if you get Stidham, Newton?
I think you have to... You're not going to like this, but probably a guy who's on the list, maybe not at the top, is Joe Burrow as a rookie. And Baker Mayfield. But what does Baker get a... Why does Baker get a free pass? Is Ryan Fitz... I feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick, I've seen him do enough to know that he's not going to be... Like, even at his worst, he'll be like the eighth worst. I just don't feel like he's going to be a complete flop. What about, is there any chance that Philip Rivers could be?
There's a real chance.
I mean, there's not Keenan. I mean, isn't Keenan Allen. Look, his interception total's gotten high. He had, 20 last year? There's no Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Now you got Michael Pittman and T.Y. Hilton. That's different. I wouldn't sleep on that. Is there a chance that Philip Rivers never plays a game for the Colts?
Why? Will he get hurt in the preseason? Because he's starting week one.
If there's no football.
Oh, yeah.
Until spring.
Oh, no. If it's in the spring, he's playing. Why wouldn't he play?
He'll still stick around.
Yeah.
There's no chance that the season gets canceled.
No.
They would. So if they can't play in the fall, then...
I don't know,
if they can't finish
NFL
in the fall,
has to
would
get
they go
back.
To spring?
Are you kidding me? NFL wouldn't finish up. How are you going to shorten that set schedule? I mean, it's not
that's
like you
I'm
only
saying.
Can play conference games.
That's what I'm saying. But the logistics of altering an NFL schedule is really hard.
Yeah. No.
Like,
with all the travel and the...
College football is actually more fluid. There's just so many teams, so many players. But college football actually, I think, has the ability to go this spring. College football has the ability to shorten schedules. The NFL is relatively inflexible because of their league schedule.
Yeah. Unless you go to an 8-game schedule, 8 or 10-game schedule.
Or unless you play, unless you alter
play
schedules.
You your own division twice.
And you bubble up with your own division.
Yeah.
And then play
teams near you.
Bigger
you'd
playoffs.
Play New Orleans. You'd play, the Texans would play
bigger
New Orleans,
playoff.
Dallas.
Bigger playoff, you shorten the season and you go to a more expanded playoff tournament like the NBA is doing.
Yeah.
I could see that.
10-game schedule?
I could see that. That's last. I mean, I would almost expect to see that before the league moving themselves to the spring.
Yeah. Yep. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 is the number. 1010 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little Champion Energy. Be a champion and save some money. I was thinking about this the other day. I had a dream that I was with another, I don't know why, electricity company. And I was like, this is so filthy, this dream. What a bad dream I'm having right here. And then I woke up and I was like, no, I'm with Champion. Yeah. I feel good. I feel good about my bill right now. And you will too. If your electricity company doesn't tell you when your contract is up to give you a better rate, then your electricity company sucks. Mine is great because every time my contract is up, they're like, yes, sir. So if you're looking for the best way to save money every single month, go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, 1013 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. In case you missed it, the Astros did not participate in workouts. They had somebody testing positive, COVID-19 exposure. The Astros said, as part of Major League's testing and reporting plan, we were alerted that a staff member was potentially exposed to a COVID-positive individual outside the organization. Out of an abundance of caution, we have canceled today's workout. Is that a little a little too cautious? Somebody on the staff?
Because how do you...
Well, the staff, the guy on the staff doesn't come in.
Prove it to the team. You make the team happy.
The guy on the staff doesn't come
all
in.
All the players right now, you know how much they've said, do y'all even care about our health and well-being, the protocols? That's a safety-first protocol. And then you mention it to everybody.
Well, the Astros have such a bad PR deal going on right now that, you know what, it's probably best. Listen, someone in the city of Houston got COVID-19. We're canceling workouts. Wait, what? But it's, is it what?
Yeah, so the workouts went on, but the major league pitchers cannot be involved because apparently they came in contact with a guy who was potentially exposed to someone outside the organization who may have had COVID. That was the reasoning.
May or may not.
May or may not have had it.
Ugh.
And that's, then how do you have a season if this particular thing, something like that's going to keep you from even having a workout? Like, say that happened the regular season. Are you not going to run your starting pitcher out there? I don't know how do you have a season if this is, I understand some of the caution, but you're going to have to, I won't say lighten up, but that can't be something that keeps a pitcher from starting, right?
No, it just can't be. You know what? Everyone is going to be exposed at some point. Everybody. You're going to be exposed. And you just better hope nobody spits in your mouth like Lance.
Lance would be a super spreader.
He is a super spreader. If he... well, apparently... So what's the deal with James and Russ?
Mike D'Antoni said he hopes to have them there middle of the week. Now, because of privacy, they're not going to tell you what's going on, but if they're not there till Wednesday, what does that say other than...
How long ago was he with Lil Baby?
Stop blaming on Lil Baby. I don't know how James may or may not have got Rona. I don't know. Lil Baby gave it to him. Maybe Lil Baby.
If you're driving around in a Lamborghini with Lil Baby, guess what?
Maybe James,
you caught something.
Maybe James gave maybe the Rona to Lil Baby.
Maybe it wasn't the Rona he caught. I don't know. You're catching something, though.
Why would Lil Baby be a carrier of anything? Why do you assume that?
I don't know. I'm just not getting in a Lamborghini with him.
All I know is it's not a great start. Now, I know, I believe the scrimmages don't start till maybe the 22nd or so for some teams. I think that's one of the dates. But so we're saying James and Russ probably won't be there to the 15th, which is almost a full week after the rest of their teammates got to the bubble. It's not a great start. Now, they can work themselves into shape and be ready to go because the games won't start to what? I don't know when their first game is. It's either 1st of August or
31st.
But it feels awkward to start for the Rockets.
What's today?
The 13th.
13th? 18 days.
Well,
you know that we know that James has been playing too. He's been shooting.
That's fine, but
we don't know how he's going to come back, though.
Yeah,
you know what? Are they going to be tired? Are they going to be?
Again, how long? I don't know if they have symptoms that are going to keep them. I don't know. We don't know anything, and that's part of the deal. They're not telling people anything, but we don't even know if they have something. We just know that they're not going to be. They're not there, and they won't be there till about Wednesday.
We just know Lil Baby was there.
Stop saying Lil Baby. We don't know that Lil Baby had anything to do with it. Because he was in a Lamborghini with Lil Baby, that's a problem.
My ruling is complete.
What's okay. Your ruling? He's guilty?
He's guilty of being with Lil Baby.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. I don't know if that's guilt.
Yeah. No. I've already ruled.
The jury finds guilty in the case of Lil Baby being a super spreader with James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
We didn't see Russ in that car.
No, Russ. How are you going to fit those three in the car?
You're not.
I think you're only
not in a Bugatti.
Was it a Bugatti?
No, it was a Lambo. It was a Lamborghini.
I don't even know what a Bugatti looks like. I just know.
I don't either.
Every kid and car enthusiast, like, Bugatti, Bugatti, Bugatti. Like,
don't say what? That on the air.
Bugatti what? Bugatti.
No, he's real said something else.
Oh.
He didn't say Bugatti.
I thought he said
spaghetti.
No. He didn't say spaghetti.
Yeah, Mike, why don't you get some mozzarella with your Bugatti? What's wrong with you? I should give you such a smack for saying Bugatti. It doesn't sound like it could be a car.
Should give him a smack for all that movement you're doing while saying those words.
We don't talk like that. What are you?
Mozzarella. No.
Should the Italian-American...
No. Jim Jeffries, we don't say that. We don't say mozzarella.
You need a letter.
Oh, are you enjoying your meal? Great, because it's just like my mother's mozzarella. Stop saying it. Pick a lane. Either you're going to be Italian or you're going to do the American voice. Either the Italian voice or the American voice.
No.
You don't get to do two. That was
you know who doesn't do that? Asian people.
That's according to Jim Jeffries.
We've got people who have dissected the video and say you're wrong, John. He wasn't in the Lambo. He says Lamb with Lil Baby. He was in his own Lamb and driving next to Lil Baby, who was also in a Lamb. So it was competing Lambs going back and forth. So maybe that distance means he didn't get the Rona from Baby.
Ooh.
Do you want to revise your ruling?
Ooh.
Appeal on appeal?
Ooh. Oh. No, he probably got in the same Lambo. I don't know.
We don't know why.
James, we don't know why.
Why he's not there. We just know he's not there.
He wasn't in the Lambo. I'm telling you. Okay? They were seen in a Lambo.
No, you think you saw
like
them in the same Lambo.
They're practicing, though. Daryl Morey is posting on Instagram practice videos. They are practicing. James, Mr. Running Hills and doing all these crunches and ab work and all this stuff. Like, if he were healthy, he would be there, right? Unless he's just saying, I'm too good for this.
Well, the only acceptable reason why either one of them isn't there, unless there's an issue with a family member, which is understandable, is they both have COVID. Because if not, what's an acceptable reason for them not to be there besides a family problem? It can't just be, well, we'll get there when we'll get there. That's not acceptable, right?
It is to Greinke.
Well, Greinke, whatever.
All right.
Greinke's weird.
Who's a bigger star, Greinke or James?
James. Next question.
Yep.
Not even close.
Yeah. So, guess what? James like, Greinke don't have to go? I ain't going.
Well, Greinke ain't what? I don't know, 20 days away or so, or maybe a month or so away from the playoffs starting, whenever the playoffs
start. That's the only reason basketball's happening is because they're right up against the playoffs. So, I mean, it's feasible. If this were an 82-game schedule, 0% chance the NBA season would go. We've already got baseball 60 games, and everyone's like, I don't see how this is even possible. Well, I don't even know how baseball.
Well, if Korea can do it, we can do it. Okay.
Well, they did some other things first. Taiwan had fans in the stands over the weekend, but their soccer teams here who had fans in the stands. In the lower division, not the MLS, they're playing in the bubble, but the lower division, the second division, USL. They had fans in the stands.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Now they tried to socially distance five less fans than obviously capacity, but even they're having issues because, you know, the fans take off the mask like halfway through the game. Like they were like, you can't enter here without a mask on, and then halfway through the game, I'm taking the stupid thing off. So how do you make sure everybody in that building keeps their mask on?
It was uncomfortable at church yesterday. You know, you got to be every four chairs or so, and it was a little fella. He was little. He was smaller, and he kept moving around and getting, and people kept moving away from him and stuff like that. And I just was very uncomfortable.
They were moving away because he was a little fella?
No, they were moving away because he was getting too close. He moved right into the chairs in front of the people across.
Stay him. Wherever you sit, you stay. That's it.
Was he being moved by the Holy Spirit?
Well, he actually came in.
Yeah. Was it a Holy Ghost experience where he was like, "Yeah"? No, because I know your church and
not a Catholic church.
No one's.
It's not a Catholic. It wasn't a Catholic church.
Oh, was did he? Was
oh,
he
maybe did have a
did
Holy
he have
Ghost.
The, yeah, might have. Was he speaking in tongues too?
He wasn't speaking in tongues, but he was. No, I think he had a problem reading because there's a big screen. Have you ever been to Grace Bible Church?
No.
It's all about scripture and you got to read it. And I think he had a problem reading it. So
you kept moving and people keep shuffling.
And people were like, yeah, it was uncomfortable.
So if the USL, which is the second division I talked about, can have fans, is it because they're such low profile that no one cares? They had fans in the stands in the US for a sporting event. Is that what they're just so low profile that no one's going to care about it?
Really? USL's putting everyone in danger. No one cares. No one cares.
Oh, no. That's not true. If you're rolling out there.
Now, were they packed in there?
No, if they're
following protocol and staying 6 feet apart.
If more people knew about it, they'd be outraged.
Like,
the internet would be absolutely outraged that people were in a game killing other people.
Because they were separated?
Doesn't matter. They'd be outraged. Like, in this. With these spikes, there's, and you're putting people in the stands and risking people's lives. Mm-hmm. You don't think people would be outraged if they knew? Did you know?
You know what I don't care about is that people are outraged. You know what I really don't give a rat's ass about?
You need to start being more concerned about outrage.
No, I don't care because everyone's outraged about.
You need to be more concerned.
Someone's outraged about
trending?
The leprechaun now.
Have you seen
well
who's
they
trending?
Should, John.
No.
Well, they should. That's that
The only one is little people. That's should be. They're the only people.
I'm offended by it.
What if you're Irish and a little person?
Then you should be doubly offended.
Right?
Now, Jacksonville came
now,
out.
They, I see their point.
Well, Jacksonville, I think, came out over the weekend and said they're going to plan for 25% capacity in their building. So,
and they're getting rid of their name. The Jaguars are out.
No.
No.
Only Carole Baskin cares that name is Jaguars. Yeah. No one else does.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I guess if the leagues go, we're going to have fans. Because there's already one league. Yeah, we're doing it.
We're having
doing
fans. It. Jim Crane said, I need to sell some beer.
Yeah, he's
probably selling some beer.
He probably should have said something else.
Don't worry. And hey, I already know what's happening. Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but here's the deal. Is behind home plate, not sure you're going to be able to get people in, but up in the suites, can't see them on the cameras. So guess what's going to be full? Suites.
So no social distancing?
No,
in the
no
suites?
One's allowed in.
Oh, no,
in.
But you can only, there's supposed to be 16
no,
in
no
there.
One's allowed in.
Eight.
Y'all come to the side door. Come to the side door.
Yeah.
If you get here at 4.
What are they?
Where anyone's here.
Oh, they ain't doing that.
Is Minute Maid a speakeasy now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Going to be sneaking people in?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's get Dave in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Dave.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Yesterday was the 41st anniversary of Disco Demolition Night, and Granato, I know you were there, so I'd like to hear something about it.
It was nuts, dude. It was crazy. Crazy. It was one of the weirdest experiences ever. One of the weirdest things ever. And it was... I imagine Nickel Beer in Cleveland and Disco Demolition at Comiskey are two of the most outrageous nights in baseball history. I mean, the field was on fire. It was covered with hippies running around with no shirts on and just tearing the whole place up.
So you were involved in a riot?
No, I wasn't really. I actually left, and it was I was in the upper deck. I didn't get down to the field. I just
would
I was,
you have if
it
you,
was crazy.
If you were in the lower bowl,
I
would have
been down. Oh, I would have absolutely been down there. And so,
remember when you rioted when Florida played LSU and you rioted? And
I didn't riot. We stormed the field, and I got some grass, and I brought
he
it back.
He like tore up a chunk of the field
and brought it back
turf,
in a baggie, and it looked like weed.
Yeah.
It looked like weed, and I put it on the counter
like
for him.
Like,
that was like our first year on the air.
Yeah, like, why are you throwing the microphone's on?
Why are you giving me a lid in the middle of the show, in the beginning of the show?
So John has been involved in two riots.
Not riots.
The Chicago riot, the great Chicago riot of whenever, and the great Jerry DiNardo upsetting of Florida riots of around 98-ish. 97-ish, 98-ish, probably 97-ish.
Well, and the problem with the Disco Demolition is you couldn't get a beer when it all started, so I left.
Why? Because it was too packed?
No, everyone because they were like, beers. Holy crap, we got to close this down, these maniacs.
Oh, it already shut it down.
Oh, yeah. I was like, holy crap.
Do you remember the time my dad was coaching Cleveland? Do you remember the time that they screwed up the refs? I can't even remember what the refs did that pissed everyone off so badly.
Oh, was the helmet throwing?
No. This was like 2002, and they were, no, it would have been 2001, and they were, I think they were throwing the bottles on the field.
Oh, yes.
The plastic bottles, and they were just throwing everything. I think they had to end the game prematurely.
Well, what was was it in Toronto? They had all the bottles on the field. Ooh, remember there was a baseball game where they just couldn't stop the fans from throwing everything on the field.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that one? But Disco Demolition was one of the craziest sporting events ever in history. 1028 ESPN 97.5.
It's called Bottlegate. It was officiating controversy in an American football game in a 2001 season between the Jaguars and Browns.
Oh, that big game.
Yeah. The inciting incident occurred in week 14 with the Browns sitting at 6-6, desperate for a win to keep their playoff hopes alive. Down 15-10 with 1:08 to go, the Browns were forced to try to convert 4th-and-2. The Jaguars' 12-yard line, Tim Couch took the snap, passed short to Quincy Morgan, who caught the ball for a 3-yard gain and first down. Although Morgan appeared to bobble the football, officials called it a complete pass. Couch hurried the offense to the line of scrimmage and spiked the ball 48 seconds. No, once you do that... There's no replay. The officials announced they would review the 4th down conversion 2 plays earlier and overturned it. So two plays earlier, they overturned it. Enraged, Brown fans began throwing objects on the field, mainly beer bottles. A few especially rowdy fans throwing the stadium's trash cans down to the field. After a few minutes, the officials announced that the game would end 48 seconds early. And once you spike it, that's too bad, so sad. You can't review that.
Too bad, so sad. Unless you blew the whistle before.
That's why the Brown fans decided to riot in the stands and throw beer bottles and trash cans.
That's right. And as well they should. What else are you going to do in Cleveland? Speaking of which, Port Neches Grove, I'm driving through PNG today, and I can understand why they're so proud of their football team. Nothing else to care about. Stop. That's a terrible, underrated mess. 1029 ESPN 97.5. What you should care about is hoops, sporting goals, and equipment. Just the best damn goal you'll ever find in the history of the world. It's not even arguable, especially since it's, well, tempered glass backboard, the unbreakable rim, the unrustable stanchion, the installation, which is second to none. The best product you will ever find in the market. And that's not an exaggeration. It's not hyperbole. It is period, exclamation point. And everything that you need, along with the lights and stenciling and the net to block the ball from going in the street and everything else that goes along with it. You can raise and lower the goal so the kids can actually have fun. You don't get that with the other goals. They're just going to sit up there at 10 feet and they ain't going to want to play because they can't make a basket. So dad, get them the goal, the best damn goal ever. And it's the hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it wrong. You're going to love Keith Tate, too. He's a great guy. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. Pro Football Focus did a little something on your Houston Texans, Dell. They ranked the offensive lines. And where does Pro Football Focus rank Houston's offensive line? I think this is a little disrespectful. They came in at 19th. Texans offensive line came in at 19th. They finished 20th. The quest for mediocrity is a crucial one for poor offensive lines. Houston took a huge step in that direction last season, finishing 20th in our league rankings. Why does it say 19? Left tackle Laramie Tunsil made an immediate impact. Before Tunsil got there, the left tackle had allowed a pressure every 10 pass-blocking snaps. Tunsil, every 28. So that's a big improvement. Nearly three times as good. And he finished with the third best pass blocking grade in the league at 88.2. But he also led the league with 20 penalties, including the playoffs. I think he'll clean that up this year, no?
It's hard to be worse.
I mean, yeah.
He's got to do that.
He's got to clean
up. Well, they're targeting him, so the targeting stop?
No. They're not targeting him.
That's what he said.
If you move, you're...
No, you heard him.
Oh, yeah, targeting him. So Deshaun, and they say this, Deshaun holds the ball longer than any quarterback on standard dropbacks and invites plenty of pressure himself, which he does. And yet the all five starters posted pass blocking grades above 70. Texans had the league's sixth best pass blocking grade last season at 79.1 after 2 years ranking near the bottom. The run blocking game was not nearly as good, finishing fifth worst at 52.2. Left guard Max Sharping and right tackle Titus Howard finished with near identical grades at 59.1 for Sharping, 59.4 for Howard. Nick Martin, 79.8 pass blocking, that ranked eighth, but run blocking 58.0. But they ran the ball pretty damn well. Carlos Hyde had himself a good year. I don't know. Well, you know, Pro Football Focus. The one thing about Pro Football Focus is that offensive line coaches will tell you, especially Larry Zierlein, not a big fan. Lance, not a big fan, because you don't know exactly what they're trying to do. You don't know that it's his guy. You don't know that they're blocking left. You don't know that they're where the slide protection is coming. You don't know. You just don't know. So that makes it a little bit more difficult, because an offensive line coach will tell you, you just don't know anything, okay? So, but if they're that good and Deshaun holds the ball that long, how'd they finish 19th?
Is it because of the number of sacks, even though you can put that on Deshaun?
No, I think it might be because of the run, because they're poor running. But they didn't run the ball poorly last year. They ran the ball pretty damn well. I don't get it. I just don't get it. They're a better offensive line than 19th in the league. And with, now listen, Titus Howard's got to stay healthy. Sharping is going to be pretty damn good. You know, Nick Martin is Nick Martin, and he's going to be okay. Zach Fulton was bad in the run game, but he finished 21st with pass blocking grade of 73.9, which is good. This offensive line has got a chance to be actually really good. If Deshaun can get rid of the ball, and I am of the opinion that Deshaun is going to get rid of the ball this year, because he's going to have to throw on time because he doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins.
Certainly hope so, because the 50-50 stuff's going out the window. You don't have a consistent ball winner from your wide receiver position. You got a lot of guys who you probably can't make so many off-target throws, and they're going to make plays for you. He's going to have to be accurate and on time, because there's not a physical presence out there anymore. So,
and with all these little guys and quick guys, I imagine they're going into a
more Patriot-like.
Yeah, I'm Patriot,
rhythm
Texas
passing
Tech
game.
You know, a lot of slants, a lot of crossing routes.
Maybe it's option routes, because those guys are small and getting it in and out of breaks. I hope. Well, Deshaun was never a guy who, even at Clemson, he wasn't a guy who just was a guy, just that hits that back foot and gets it out. Part of his brilliance was his ability to make plays when things weren't there. So will he continue to hold on to that as part of his DNA, or will that change? I mean, without an offseason, I don't even know if you can coach that out of someone. But that's what makes him special. Now, we know we'd rather have that be what separates him, as opposed to that being a consistent part of his game. Those should be your special plays, not what you lean on to make your offense even work.
When was he at his best? At Kansas City, first game.
Well, they had
where he was on time.
They threw that wrinkle in with the RPO stuff.
Yes, but he was at his. He was great in New Orleans. He was, he was best. He was at his worst when he held on against the Ravens, against the Panthers, against the Jags the first time.
He wasn't great against the Bills till late.
No, he was bad against the Bills. Atlanta, he was great. At Kansas City, he was great. But a lot of that was the time. In London, he was great against the Jags. A lot of that was Indianapolis, the first game, 19 of 30, 298, 2-1.
I mean, even in the game in the Kansas City game that they won, he threw a couple picks, which is something that has to get cleaned up. He threw 12 picks last year. I mean, it's not
26 and 12. You'll take it.
He needs to be better. It's not a great ratio for an alleged elite quarterback.
No, and
he should
have 30-30. He should have 30-35 touchdowns.
If we're going to be throwing 12 picks, I mean, he should be up in that 30 plus range as far as what I'm looking for.
Well, 3-1 would be nice.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, and not to mention the number of times, because of how long he holds on the ball hit the ground when he was getting sacked. I don't know. He didn't lose as many fumbles as he might have, should have, but the ball touched the ground quite a bit, I believe, as well. So those are a couple things he needs to clean up. He has his moments where you think this guy has a chance to be one of the best players in the league, and then other times you're like, woof. What is going on out there? Before we go to break, because we got News of the Weird up next, The Athletic has an article out. It's a relatively long one. They're interviewing agents. They're surveying agents about many things throughout the league, whether it be COVID, whether there's going to be a season. A lot of agents believe there will be a season and it will start on time. No one believes there won't be. None of these agents surveyed believes there's not going to be a season. But they did ask questions about who do you trust the most when you are dealing with the front office. And they also asked some questions about worst offseason. And we know the Texans won that one. They've won that one from anybody you've asked. They won this one going away with 11 votes. The next closest was 5. So here are some of the quotes from the agents. The trade is still mind-boggling. Getting Hopkins for David Johnson? Yeah. Bill O'Brien, there's no way he should be the general manager. I just don't understand them whatsoever. They rid themselves of the best player when not forced. Those are some quotes from some agents regarding the Texans offseason. And when asked who among general manager front office leaders, who is the toughest negotiator, Bill O'Brien is probably in the tough category. Really, he just doesn't know what he's doing. No idea. He tries to be a head coach and GM and negotiator all at the same time. That's a one quote from an agent. So not things we've not said here, but the guys who are have players in the league feel the same way about Bill O'Brien. And there's another one sticks out as far as whom do you trust the least. Bill O'Brien just talks out of both sides of his mouth. I don't believe a word he says.
Mm.
And three votes. He got three votes for who you trust the least. He was behind Bill Belichick, who had 4 votes, and John Elway, who had 3 himself. But so he was tied for second with John Elway as far as who agents can't trust.
Wow. Way to go, Bill. Hitting list.
Hey, he keeps getting mentioned.
He does. He's pretty popular.
It's been an offseason where his name cannot stay out of the media.
Everybody's talking about him this offseason. It's unbelievable.
Not in the positive.
He's trending. Bill's always trending. Way to go, Bill.
And this is a long article. If you like reading, you can go to The Athletic. They asked, I think, 30 agents. If you don't like reading, it's not the article for you. There's a lot in it.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
The Athletic will write a lot of words.
Yes, they will.
Let's do HRMP here. HRP.net, HRP.net. As a matter of fact, I just used them this morning. As a matter of fact, I needed a couple of stubs, and I was like, I don't know how to get to them. Immediately, customer service was like, here, just go click on here, click on there. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. I got a couple of my stubs. That's done. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. But that's the kind of customer service. They're unbelievable. And I called early this morning, and they were there. Yes, sir. How can I help you? And let me work you through that. And it's a big company with, you know, we've got, I don't know how many employees we've got here, but we're just a small potatoes compared to, and yet their customer service is second to none. Second to none. And all your employees will be available. They'll be available to all your employees just like they were for me. And if you're looking for a company that is knowledgeable, and oh, by the way, right now, especially knowledgeable in all of the PPP, the SBA loans and the taxes and everything else that is going on, helping you get back and your business back on its feet. That's what HRMP is here for. If you've got 15 to 900,000 employees, HRMP is here for you. Just a great group of guys. I know Mike forever and Kevin forever. They're just so good at what they do. And what they do is make sure that you get your payroll and you get your HR, and you get all your benefits packages and everything else at the best possible rates. It's simple, and they're going to take care of your taxes as well. HRP.net, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Wow, here's a nice story, Dell. You might be able to get your heroin now. Apparently, there is a professor and a former public health officer launching a company to produce legal heroin for treatment, in case you need some legal heroin.
I wasn't looking for it. My supply's pretty well stocked.
You're good?
Yeah, I don't need it. In fact, I don't like the legal stuff. Don't get the same quality.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Have you had the legal stuff?
I've had the stuff that they're going to sell as legal. It's not the same.
Huh.
Sorry. Just got to be real here.
The Seattle Police Department making things worse, I think. So, you know, they've got their issues. They got the...
what's it called? What's
the safe? What is it?
That zone?
I forgot what it was called. Safe haven or what is it called?
I don't know.
They apparently... What is that called? Anyway, they've got and they've got a lot of crime in it too, by the way.
Autonomous zone.
Anyway, so apparently there's a big movement for them to cut the police budget. So you know what they say they're going to do? They're going to fire most of their non-white officers.
Did they put that in a memo?
I guess they're putting it out there. All right, you cut our budget. Guess who gets fired first?
Man, if we didn't know police officers were petty. At least those in leadership certainly are petty.
If I'm one of the black cops, I'm going, what the bleep? Wait,
people believe that some of your white cops are the problem.
So you're
going to fire us?
Well, trying to take our money.
Oh, man.
All right.
So how did this leak? They couldn't have announced that, right? Someone had to find some memo or some paper trail. They can't just tell people we're going to fire most of our non-white officers and see how you like it.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Cuts this deep mean we would lose more than 50% of our BIPOC officers. These officers' life experience makes us a better department and community.
So why wouldn't they lose more than 50% of their non-BIPOC officers? By the way, that just means person of color, if you're wondering what that means.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wait, this doesn't make sense unless the jobs SPD considers, the Seattle Police Department considers critical, have been disproportionately filled by white employees, and that would be crazy. I don't know. They got a big argument going on. I think, you know what? I think it's stupid, though, to say come out and say, hey, listen, we're going to have to fire all the black guys.
It ain't great to announce that, and the official thing is black indigenous people of color. It isn't a great thing to say, yeah, most of the black guys are going to have to go, or at least over half of them are.
Yeah. Apparently, a guy was maybe a little too inebriated. So in Plymouth, the Plymouth Herald, city of Plymouth in southwest England, police have detained a man who allegedly attacked and injured a seagull. He bit the seagull who was trying to steal his McDonald's hamburger.
Yo, I don't fault him.
No.
You're hungry.
Wait a minute. It's okay to steal my burger?
Oh,
my Big Mac, you're going
to
take it?
The seagull doesn't have to answer for his crimes?
No. Guess what happens in the animal world? You're going to get your ass bit.
Look, I've seen those documentaries. You try to take someone's food in the animal world. The animal, there's a fight.
Oh, there's a fight. There's a scrap.
I don't know.
Guess what? He lost.
I don't know if I would have bit a seagull. I might have grabbed him by the bill.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get some kind of rabies or something.
I feel like I would have grabbed him by the bill.
Yeah.
Just maybe swung him if I was in that mood.
Yeah. So apparently there's a Cornwall bar that to keep people social distance, what do you think they did?
What did they do, John?
They put up an electric fence. In the bar.
That's taking it seriously.
It will. Warning, electric fence. Don't come near.
Do you think that's more serious than what Toronto is going to do potentially to Blue Jays, who they find out of their hotel and out of quarantine?
What are they going
to
do? Like, stab them?
No. I think the fine is like $75K. They catch you out.
Really?
Yeah, I got to make sure. But that's how serious they're taking it. Not Toronto Blue Jays. The city, I believe, is... If they find you out there when you're not supposed to, they're going to find your ass.
They're going to find Blue Jay players.
Yeah, let me make sure, because I did see it come across my timeline at some point that...
Well, they're mostly Americans, aren't they? So Blue Jay, they don't mind taking their $75,000.
Actually, it's not $75,000. It's times 10. Blue Jay players have been informed that being seen outside their ballpark or hotel will be punished with a $7,500 fine and possible jail time.
Huh.
That's how serious Canada's taking it.
Right. That seems aggressive, doesn't it?
Hey, man, you want to keep Corona down, you put those type of laws into effect.
Yeah. There's a 30-year-old man who, from Texas, he died after attending a COVID-19 party.
Didn't he say, I thought it was a hoax and I didn't see this coming? He's like 30 years old, right?
He's 30 years old, and he died. His one of his last words were, "I think I made a mistake." You think?
You probably did, sir. Going you to a think? COVID party. I don't. A lot. We talk about this a lot with athletes, and how if it doesn't happen to me, it doesn't affect me. I don't care. I hope it, man. I guess it's already there that people aren't going to care enough until it affects them personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like until something awful happens, and I'm not talking about you test positive and either you're asymptomatic or maybe you have, I don't know, you lose the ability to taste for a little bit. Although that would have scared me enough to take it seriously. But someone got to die that you know for you to be like, all right, maybe this is a real thing. I got to be aware of. And this guy was like, hoax. Dead within what? How many? I wonder how many days that took to take him out. Since that party, how many days did it take for him to pass away?
I don't know, but whatevs.
Golly, man.
That party was a mistake.
Yes, it was.
In Atlanta, there's a voter registration. There's might be something fishy going on here, Del. A dead cat, been dead for 12 years, got his voter registration card in the mail.
Does it? I don't think the death or the length of the death of the cat is a problem. It's a cat. Cats don't vote. They don't fulfill the requirements. Why is a cat allowed to vote? If it was alive, why would a cat be allowed to vote?
Did it
have a full name? Or
get
was
that
it?
Biden vote out there.
Okay. I don't know if it'll matter in Georgia, to be honest with you. It might. Who knows? What was the cat's name? Did it have a full
Cody
name?
Cody Timms.
Oh, so it had a first and last name at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she said, that's my cat.
So
and he's been dead for 12 years.
So at least she reported it. She was honest.
Uh-huh.
Did she tell us what party the cat was a part of?
She did not.
Independent Republican Democrat? Green Party?
She did not say who the cat would vote for. Carol Baskin has a new enemy in her sights. Apparently, she's going after a South Carolina zoo now. The Wakatee Zoo in South Carolina, firmly in her sights. The worst roadside zoo in America, she says. Or PETA calls it the worst roadside zoo in America.
So Carol's letting the fame go to her head now.
Now Carol's in the news now. Carol does a cameo.
Now she's
for Zion,
who she probably didn't know existed.
No.
But she was on Netflix. Now she feels like I got a little pull.
I got... Hey,
let me try some things.
Let me see if I can't get those over here and so I can make money off their cats.
You really should apologize because you didn't say her full name.
The bitch?
That's what I was told. That's what I that was told her name was.
We're done. Press Box up next right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.